Odyssey now has hundreds of new exclusive music stations for you to discover your new summer soundtrack.
Get moving with worthy workouts for a cardio sesh fueled by today's top artists.
Hanging with your crew? Throw it back with Picnic Party for old school jams for your cookout.
Or sail away with Odyssey's new yacht rock station, Jugger Yacht.
There are hundreds of new exclusive stations to check out today.
For summer barbecues,
road trips,
or relaxing poolside.
For every mood, every interest, every passion. By Odyssey. Brought to you in part by Macy's and Geico.
At Jewelers Mutual, we're a little obsessed with jewelry. Obsessed like auctioneers with talking fast.
50, we're going to fit sold.
Pop stars with auto-tune.
Yeah.
And dentists with asking questions.
So, how did he propose?
After they've put their hands in your mouth.
What? Great.
Yes, we've made jewelry our obsession for over 100 years. We love it so much we named our kids Ruby, Amber, and Opal.
Venti soy latte for Opal?
At Jewelers Mutual, we insure jewelry and only jewelry. Which is why people who are also obsessed with jewelry trust us with theirs.
Physical assaults on journalists are at an all-time high. By one count, there were 427 attacks on working journalists in 2020. That was more than the three previous years combined. Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal is among the sponsors of the Journalist Protection Act, which would make intentionally harming a working journalist a federal crime. Senator, why is this legislation needed?
I'm leading this legislation again because we're seeing, again, mounting numbers of assaults on journalists. And let's be very clear, the reason that these assaults are occurring and why they are so dangerous is that they basically are attempts to intimidate and constrain the free flow of information. The assaults are more and more politically motivated, driven by ideological goals that will eventually harm the free flow of information.
How would making attacks on journalists a federal crime change things? Are the penalties more severe than for a state crime?
The penalties would be more severe, but also the law enforcement mechanism of the federal government would be brought to bear. The Department of Justice and United States attorneys, the federal prosecutors would be responsible and would be given direction to bring the full weight of the law to bear on anyone breaking these kinds of statutes.
Senator, as you know, journalists are not too popular in some circles. The journalism profession has some pretty low approval ratings. Will this be a hard sell to the public?
I believe that the public is on the side of free speech and fair and full reporting. The public wants more than anything, and it needs more than ever before, full and free reporting, objective and impartial truth telling from journalists. And that's what may fall victim here if journalists are always fearful they're going to be subject to physical or other kinds of abuse. But the public's view of journalists is really not the measure here. I believe that my colleagues on both sides of the aisle share the view that these kinds of assaults are absolutely abhorrent and destructive to our democracy.
Former President Trump once called journalists the enemy of the people. Does this proposal have any Republican support?
I believe it will have Republican support for precisely the reason that Donald Trump called the press the enemy of the people. The Trump era showed democracy held under the threat of the Trump law breaking and shattering of norms because of an independent judiciary and a free press. It is only because of those two institutions that our democracy was preserved in the way that it has emerged healthy and intact, because the American people got so much of the truth from the press.
Finally, Senator, some people simply do not trust the news media. Outside of just trying to tell good stories, what can the media do to try to convince people that they are not fake news?
People eventually are pretty smart, in my experience, savvy and alert, I think eventually capable of discerning what is true, and I hope will emerge from this period of disinformation and misinformation on tech platforms and social media stronger because a free press, an objective and impartial press, has told us the stories we need to know. Speaking truth to power and seeking truth are essential to our democracy. I think people in their gut know it. And as much as they may disparage and criticize the press, I think threats to the freedom of the press will be, by and large, not tolerated by the American people.
Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal, we thank you for talking with us today.
Thank you, Steve.
Innovation, resilience, agility. It's how Michigan businesses continue to work together to make a difference now and shape the future. Join us and make your mark where it matters. Visit michiganbusiness.org/radio.